This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. With the campaign against presumptive Democrat nominee Hillary Clinton not yet begun, some say Donald Trump is keeping much of his campaign ammunition dry. If one can say that anymore, except for the Supreme Court. He has been open on how he will pick pro-life judges, and now he is blasting the court's Texas decision last Monday. Abortion advocates blasting Trump are wishing that their supporters will be as concerned about the Supreme Court as pro-life advocates are. Planned Parenthood is going after pro-life laws nationwide after that Texas ruling. They are launching a campaign to reverse abortion restrictions in 8 states. At least one of those laws was written to provide women and children safety from abortionists like Kermit Gosnell. Gosnell is convicted and serving time in prison after charges ranging from murder to selling drugs illegally. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. Undercover citizen journalist David DeLaden and others are sifting through congressional records, uncovering more of the callous treatment of human life by abortionists. DeLaden, who blew the cover on the Planned Parenthood abortion specimen scandal, says the committee even found evidence of human life as specimens being sold, even before life was ended in abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.